What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Talking Through the Media's After Dark. Tonight, we're going to go through all the horror headlines. We're going to discuss our thoughts on the new Lisa Frankenstein movie and much more. If you're joining us, make sure to put your thoughts in the chat. Smash that subscribe button and enjoy. I'm your host, Tyler, a.k.a. Tyre Die, and joining me is Chris Fagan.
Hey, guys, prepare yourself for another episode of Talking Through the Media's After Dark. All right, this is the home of entertainment news and reviews by fans, for fans, and also joining us on the show for Friday is the returning paranormal beauty.
Oh, thank you. I like that intro.
The cute ghost smasher herself.
What? I don't know if I ghost smash.
Yeah, that's not what it's about.
It's not about finding.
You know, like I like the dating app for ghosts.
I mean,
that's named Lisa Frankenstein, so it's on.
You
it's
know
on
what?
Theme.
Yeah, that could go somewhere.
There you go.
Look, you know what? You living guys suck. So it's just looking for a man in the paranormal world. Wow. Okay.
Wow. No, that's true. The living is so bad. They now have to go to the afterlife.
I mean, yep.
That
for a good
right
date. Yep. Date of the dead and stuff.
Oh my but, God. Date of the dead.
Somebody copyright that.
Right.
Hey, that's that. We already got it right here on Talking Through the Media's After Dark. Date of the Dead. This is it. All right. So, guys, we got a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about. Sorry, we started the show so late, but you know, when you're dealing with divas, you know, it's just what it is.
I mean,
what it
is. How it goes.
Yeah. Put him on blast. There we go. Right there. Mm-hmm. I literally got that text. I'm like, oh, it's gonna be. We're gonna talk about horror stuff. But since it's so close to Valentine's, can we do like a horror / Valentine? I'm not gonna name names.
That was me.
I mean, you're not gonna name names.
Definitely me.
Not gonna name names. Rhymes with kissy.
Okay.
I didn't fix
I think that was a valid idea. Honestly.
I didn't fix your lower thirds. Sorry about that. Let me fix your names right there. Your names are all wrong.
I feel like my mic is like really
more by joy there again.
There you go. Tyler Cossey.
I need my mic.
Tabitha Hamilton. Oh my God.
There's tabs. let me see if I still have.
Am I tabs?
Let me see if I still have. I think I still have it. I don't have the new one. I forgot. You know what? I'll fix it later.
It's fine.
I'll fix it later. There we go. I'll delete that. I'm going to stall a little bit. Guys, so send me your questions, your thoughts, and concerns. It's still Chris Awareness Day, so if you guys want to send super chats and tell us your thoughts on all the topics that we're about to talk about, yeah, send them through us. If you send a super chat, the robot will interrupt the show and read your chat out, and it helps support the channel. So help us out if you so choose. It's not mandatory, and we'll put your chats up at the bottom of the screen. But let's get into the first topic of the night. What is the first topic of this thing? Is echoing right next
it
to me.
It is
first topic of the day.
Actually, it sounds cool.
Okay, so our first topic is for horror headlines, and this isn't necessarily horror, but it's a true crime story that definitely gives horror movie vibes. But it's true, so it's even scarier.
What do we got?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Did I forget to pull up the show notes for everybody?
Okay, well actually I haven't really heard about this, but Itzy listened to some news about it, so maybe she can explain it to me and the viewers if they're not familiar with it as
okay,
well.
Okay, if I remember correctly.
Well, there was a situation where there was a fatal car accident that happened. I believe it was in Minnesota. I'm pulling it up.
Was it Minnesota?
I'm about to pull it up.
In some state.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Where these young lady caused the death of this Amish couple or Amish family or something.
Family.
They,
there were
I think
kids.
It was like a car. It was a car accident that they hit one of those horse and buggy.
There were kids heading to school.
Oh my goodness. So wait.
Yes.
So what they're genius plan was, since they were identical twins, they were going to try to do a parent trap like switch situation.
Mm-hmm. But explain why.
Well, because to get out of trouble of
But one of them would still be taking the fall.
Okay, so what I heard,
not necessarily, but go ahead.
What I heard was the one that caused the accident, she was on meth. So she told her sister, hey, I'm going to get in huge trouble, take the fall for me. But at the same time, like, she killed people.
Yeah.
And like, her sister was taking it.
Like, take a murder fall.
Take a murder fall.
Talk about evil twin.
Well, technically, what it could do is, I'm going to have to turn this off for a second.
Yeah, it's distracting you, right?
What it could do is it could cause, like, reasonable doubt. Like, was it the sister or was it the other sister? Which was, if you can't figure out which one, maybe that's ultimately what they're going to try to do.
They figured it out.
They're going to know whichever one's on meth. They pretty much did.
Well, what happened was they went through through their text messages.
Okay.
And they found out because
one sister was like fully intending to take the full fall for it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy, right? Because
killing somebody when you're not on meth is just so much better.
Oh my
like
God.
You're still going to jail for a very long time.
I get that they loved each other and will do anything for each other, but really, like, that's on another level.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that for, I don't think anybody.
No, nobody should.
I'll take a small little charge for someone I love, something small, but not not manslaughter.
Yeah, the small.
But the young lady that I'll pull up right here. This is the young lady that. So I got some of the details right here. So after a fatal Amish buggy crash, identical twin sisters trade places and blame for the crime. Sheriff say on this was coming from CBSNews.com. Sarah Peterson is the person right here. A 35-year-old woman from southeastern Minnesota faces 16 felony charges for allegedly trying to take the blame for her twin sister.
I read 20
fatal Amish buggy crash.
So she's still getting charges just for even attempting to take the blame.
But I just read 21 charges.
Oh, I don't know how old this
report is. They keep finding
new
charges.
Yeah, it gets.
Because they're trying to hold it down for your sis.
They're lying about everything, so they're getting charges.
It does sound like that could be a horror movie.
Exactly.
But when I first heard this, I thought that the sister committed this crime. And then blamed it on her twin. And the twin was like, no, it wasn't me. It was my evil twin sister. And she was going to jail on the other
side. Which would have been a better movie.
Would have been a better movie, yeah.
Which, you know, and if they do, let's talk about, like, the possibilities of if they try to make this into a movie. I'm trying to fix your thing right now. So, I mean, what's the better plot? The sister doing the crime and then trying to blame the sister? Or the sisters working together, trying to create reasonable doubt?
I think the sisters working together would be more original because the evil twin's been done so many times, someone taking the blame for something that their twin did. But that's a new spin on twinships.
Yeah.
Twinships.
And from Texas Dova Kinney? If I'm saying it wrong, sorry. I don't think anything good is going to come out of meth, but that's just me. True.
He's not wrong.
I mean, it's like, technically, to create that reasonable doubt, you got to call your twin sister. You're going to say, hey, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to do a whole bunch of meth and then come down over here to, FM, 003 or whatever the damn street was on.
FM 003. Yeah.
I mean, it's an Amish street. So it was probably like one of the first FMs.
I'm surprised they were genuinely in a horse and buggy.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they drive.
I thought the Amish had upgraded by now.
No, they stick to it. No lights,
no boats, no motor cars, not a single luxury. Haven't you heard the song?
And I've seen them. I've been in Minnesota. I've seen them.
Yeah. It's. I mean, you ever seen Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic?
Mm-mm.
No.
You've never seen that music video?
Movie? Oh.
It was a music video. He made fun of Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio and did Amish Paradise.
I missed that one.
Like, been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice living. Well, you don't listen to Lil Dicky, so you probably don't respect real rap. That's an inside joke.
Let's not.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Tyler.
We got into a very
heated
debate over Lil Dicky and Jack Harlow the other day. We're not going to relive that.
Lil Dick, okay. I'm back in this bitch. Y'all already know when I rap what it is. All facts on fist. Got a game full of hits. In touch with the kids like a pedo. Ugh.
Okay. That's allowed because your birthday was yesterday. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying. But, I mean, this was a crazy situation. And wow, that vein is still so let me continue on real quick with what happened with this situation here. Samantha Peterson, Sarah's twin sister, was charged with earlier with 21 this is
oh,
for what
see, 21.
I still have 21 felony related to the same crash, including criminal. Criminal vehicle operation and driving under the influence. Samantha Peterson was allegedly high on meth when she crashed into an Amish buggy, resulting in the death of two children and serious injuries to two others.
Aww. the so fact only the that, children died.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that the sisters are identical twins added complexity to the investigation, according to Fillmore County Sheriff John DeGeorge. Inconsistencies in both sisters' stories and evidence led to the determination that Samantha Peterson was driving the vehicle. So you were right that they figured it out, I guess, based on the text messages. Mm-hmm. Like, who was actually they just tried to create confusion. Mm-hmm. They would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for them damn iPhones, right?
Yeah, but they were also talking in the cop car, and they could hear everything.
Yeah, okay.
And they were saying, and one of them was like, "I think they're on to me." Yeah, because there's audio.
People do not realize that when you are arrested and when you get mm-hmm. that cop in that that interrogation room, or even if they're like in front of your house, no matter what, they'll always play that buddy thing. They're trained to do that. Mm-hmm. They're trying to disarm you. So you can tell on yourself. Yeah. Like, hey, buddy, you know what, man? Man, this is crazy. My supervisor wants me, blah, blah, blah. But what happened, man? I know it wasn't your fault, but tell me what happened. And then you all of a sudden you're like,
that was
yeah,
good, Chris.
I killed both of them. Yeah. You know, and the next thing you know, they're slapping the cuffs on you. I thought we were friends, you know.
Oh, she was also Googling what happens if you kill two people in a buggy.
What?
Specifically.
Oh, yeah, she's on meth for sure.
Specifically. And like, why?
I would have gotten away with it too.
Will I go to prison?
Google
searches.
Because
that's a question Google would have an answer for.
Seriously.
Google, the results should have just said yes.
Like, she was literally, she was on definitely something. Dang. Asking specifically.
She put in a buggy.
Specifically.
She.
I wonder what ChatGPT would say if I typed
it. Is it going to be, is it a different answer if you put
want,
car?
You want that on your search history so the FBI will look at you too?
Don't do it.
I ain't hit nobody in a buggy.
I ain't never seen a buggy before. Girl, you live in Texas. You've seen plenty. But
you never seen a buggy?
I've never seen a buggy.
What about the Texas Rodeo when they do their...
The livestock show and rodeo?
Yeah.
I don't go to the rodeo.
No, you don't see him like down. What is it?
She's like, I'm a metropolis. I'm a metropolis Houstonian. I'm not a country ass Houstonian.
Sorry.
There's a difference.
I'm country.
There's a difference. Ended it off with, you were right. Yeah, you got ahead of me. The text message found on Samantha Peterson's cell phone suggested that she made Sarah take the blame for the crash to avoid going to prison. Both sisters have criminal history. With Samantha Peterson having previous DWIs convictions and Sarah Peterson being on parole for conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance, probably meth. Samantha Peterson's charges are more serious than her sister's and carry a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison, while Sarah's charges have a maximum sentence of 5 years.
Well,
at least they'll be together. No, the person who actually committed the crime and tried to cover it up versus the one who was willing to cover it up. Yeah, that's a lesser crime.
No. She's looking at a maximum of 10 years for murdering.
Oh,
wait, what?
Manslaughter and murder is two different things. She didn't go out and wake up and go, I want to, unalive someone.
But your max sentence is 10 years for manslaughter?
That means it's going to be cut to 5.
For the accidental death of, as the victim,
true. It's true.
As the victim, you're not going to care, but.
I knew someone that did a situation like that where he accidentally killed somebody and, an accident, and it was 4 people, and he got 5 years for each
person. Though, yeah, I'm sure they're going to double it up for each person. I would assume that max sentence is going to be for each death. So they said 2 children. So I'm
it
sure
was 2 children.
So it's probably going to be max of 20 years. Maybe that might get reduced in half on good behavior. Maybe you get. I mean, it all depends.
2 years out.
I mean,
white privilege.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, she can convert to Islam. You know what I'm saying? she try to do all whatever she can do. Samantha Peterson's charges are more serious than her sisters because it carries. All right, I read that part. Last one was the sisters have not been taken into custody and are charged by summons instead of an arrest warrant, which is. There's the white privilege, I guess you were talking about.
Because
in any other situation, they would already be in jail.
She called it.
Right.
But let us know what your thoughts on this whole situation. It's a weird, that's a horror story.
I can see this being done on Lifetime. It feels like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Not a horror movie, but just like
something on Prime or Paramount.
Well, I mean, there's no paranormal, like, parts of it.
Oh, we're the ones that were trying to turn it into like
a yeah, we're, yeah, that's our thing. Yeah. Oh, okay, never that's mind. What we do here on Talking to the Media. Oh, yeah, of course. But yeah, let us know what you guys think. If you have any other thoughts on this whole thing, yeah, put your thoughts below and let's keep talking. All right, moving on to the next one. Let's get into some more quick horror headlines here. I had joeblow.com. We're going to have to blow through this real fast because...
What about Lisa Frankenstein?
We haven't gotten to the reviews part of the show yet.
It's number two.
Yeah, I know that. It's number... Wait, no, right there.
I'm right.
No, it's number two on my text message, not on the official show notes.
Oops. Well, we were going by what was on the text message.
Yes. All right. Well, that's your fault. All right. So mind if I...
Go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. Just making sure I have permission.
Permission granted. You can proceed.
I can't. Thank you. Thank you. I got some headlines here from joeblow.com here that I want to do a quick little, just a little chat here. Like for example here, The Conjuring 4 taps director Michael Chavez to helm the final installment of the main series. The fourth one's going to be the final one. I mean, what do you think about the whole...
I think that's probably good.
You think it's a good thing that you haven't been feeling? I wasn't feeling the last one.
Yeah.
I liked the first two. And I liked some of the spinoffs, but I wasn't feeling the last kind. I don't even think I finished it.
I got like some movies doing this, keep doing more and more and more.
More. Let's see. The dreadful Game of Thrones.
Ooh!
Co-star Sophie Turner and Kit Harington reunite for a horror film. Game of Thrones cast member Sophie Turner and... Kit Hamilton are reunited for a gothic horror film, The Dreadful.
That's I've never heard of this one. Mm-hmm. I have not heard of it either.
Wait. Kit Harington. Who did she play on Game of Thrones? Was that the little sister?
She's Jon Snow.
Oh, Jon. That's right. I did see that. I did see a picture of that. Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Ooh, you think they'll kiss?
I hope so. No, ew, they're siblings.
When did that ever matter on Game of Thrones?
When did that matter? It's gonna happen. Then.
But the honorable Starks are better than that.
Not when she looks that good. Talk to me. Sophie Wilde doesn't know if she'll even be in the sequel.
Well, I mean, I think that's okay. But she doesn't know if she will, if she wants to be in the sequel, or if they're going to.
I'm assuming that because I remember they said that they announced that there was going to be a sequel, but now I think she's like questioning whether even she's in the script.
Well, I mean, it would make sense that she's not. She might have a little.
It kind of doesn't make sense when they always go back to. I could understand if her ghost or whatever. Oh, sorry, spoilers if you haven't seen it.
Spoilers for Talk to Me.
Because in the end, she didn't make it, and she's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand it if they I would only like it if they picked it up right from that moment and then continue on to the.
Yeah, you're right.
Who are these fucking kids that keep getting it? Right.
And it's like, oh my god, this thing is evil. It ruined my life. Here, you take it.
You would think the government would have already found this thing and be like, we can talk to ghosts, right? But no, it's always some damn kids.
What a down the way with it too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Speaking about meddling kids, I saw there's a comedian on Instagram named Ace Vance who does funny voiceovers, and he did one for Scooby Doo. And the killer that was unmasked was a S&M. It was a black dude that was all into S&M. When they pulled the mask off, he was like, "And I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you meddling." He said, "Meddling crack ass." Children or something like that. Like no, he said you cock blocking crack ass children. Okay. He said if it wasn't for you cock blocking crack ass children, I would have been swallowed.
Ew.
I brought that up for no reason. All right.
I just
wanted to say swallowed it on the show. Okay. You can paranormal activity. We're gonna bring that up a little bit later, so we'll talk about that in a minute.
What?
Paranormal Activity. I mean, A Quiet Place. One day, that's one. We're gonna like, talk about that later. Issa's here, so I'm thinking about paranormal.
That's true.
That's why I was like, wait, I missed something. Hold on.
Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire focuses on films bigger, faster, and scarier ghosts. Have you guys seen the new trailer?
I haven't.
You didn't even know that there was a. Have you guys seen the new trailer?
I haven't. the theater that one
day. Yeah, you saw the poster. You're like, there's another Ghostbusters about to come out? You didn't even know. You haven't seen the trailers or anything. And Pet Sematary director takes on survival thriller starring Grace Van Dyne. I'm rooting for Grace Van Dyne. Did you hear about what happened to Grace Van Dyne?
What?
When she was the, obviously in the character, she played a character in Stranger Things. She was the first girl that was killed by that, you know, the monster that kills you and your, in your dreams or something like that. She remember she was levitated and she was she went viral because after that because she publicly acknowledged that, you know, the sexual harassment that she went through on set, directors and stuff propositioning her and stuff, and then it was hard for her to get work because, you know, when you're a whistleblower, you know, they try to punish you for it. But she was unapologetic. She took a step back from acting for a while and she was like, look, if y'all are gonna not give me acting gigs because I called this disgusting director out who asked me to have a threesome with him and his wife and shit like that, fine, then I won't act again. But it looks like she's, you know, getting work. So I'm rooting for Grace Van Dyne. Starry Eyes and Pet Sematary director. Yeah, same thing. Yeah. So she's gonna be in this movie called The Swallow. That's look good. Evil Dead. Sebastian Renike, if I'm saying it right, has created creator control of the next film, which gives it a French twist.
Here Evil Dead. For it.
Evil Dead. Did you guys like the remakes of the sequels?
I did. I like the 2013 ones better.
I was hoping that the last one was going to be connected to the reboot. I thought it was going to be in the reboot. But it was connected to the original franchise, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the original installments. Okay.
It was kind of like a reimagining.
Yeah.
A modern day.
I don't like that. Click it.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
She pretends to be all innocent.
Oh my God, take it off. I'm sorry.
What?
We'll talk about it later.
Late Night with the Devil, the retro style horror flick, gets a trailer. I haven't seen this trailer. Late Night with the Devil. Can we watch it? You guys will watch it later.
Wait. Is it a trailer?
There's a trailer for it.
Do you want to see it?
I'll have to look it up in a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'll try to find it. Let me see if I have another thing opened up. I'll find it. But there was some other headlines. Let me scroll down to this one. Cuckoo teaser trailer. There's another trailer. Hunter Schaefer, you know, from Euphoria. Horror film warns that the adolescent needs to be trained. The adolescents need to be trained. Now, there's a trailer I would probably watch.
The crazy thing is, I think this was like released like a while back, and it didn't have like, it wasn't released.
I think it was released in another country, if I'm not mistaken. Is it called Cuckoo?
Cuckoo?
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Did you say cuckoo?
I said cuckoo.
Did you say cuckoo? Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. I was thinking of cuckoo. I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Did you know that Hulu has movies? Really?
Yeah, let me let the...
But not just any movies. Movies that slap.
Here we go.
Which one's this one? The
cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
The full... Let me see if I can zoom in on it. Best I can do. Where?
Oh, okay.
Wants to see George Romero Dawn of Dead on the big screen for its 45th anniversary.
Ooh, I'd be interested in doing that.
And Alien Romulus. Disney finally confirmed the title, plus everything we know about it so far. Romulus. I don't know how I feel about Disney. I know it came with Fox when they bought Fox, but I don't understand. Alien just doesn't fit with Disney. I don't feel the need to watch that. That imaginary friend, Blumhouse Imaginary Friends, though, I'm looking forward to that. I said Rebel Moon Part 2 and Blumhouse horror film Imaginary earns a PG-13 rating. This imaginary film thing, did y'all see the trailer of that? Does that look any? Does it look good?
I didn't see it.
How you watch it?
Like imaginary friends. It's a horror aspect of on the whole thing. All right. I mean, that's a couple of headlines that's going on right now. I mean, that's, some of them are interesting. Some of them, I can wait. This thing like what's the thing that stands out to you the most? I guess.
What are we talking about?
I mean, the thing that we just looked at. What stands out to you the most? Cuckoo.
Yeah.
It's cuckoo.
I like that one.
You like that?
I'm excited.
I like that.
I can't remember. I have short-term memory. Can you scroll back up?
No. I cannot.
I need a refresher.
A refresher, yes. Aliens. Cuckoo.
But we didn't.
Last Night with
what
the
is
Devil.
The late night? We didn't get to see that one.
I don't have a trailer. Let me see if I have a trailer. What did it say? Late night what? Late night.
Late night with the devil.
I'm excited for that.
Oh. That retro shit.
That
yeah.
is not I like, what I expected.
I like that. I like it when they do that.
Wow.
That,
me too.
That retro stuff. I like,
definitely want to see that.
That the inner world guy. They don't use him enough.
Oh
I like.
Yeah, right.
I think you're real. I think he died. The original guy that inner world. I think he's dead. But there's another person that does the voice.
It reminds me of the opening for the Twilight Zone.
Okay, that's my number one. I want
to
see that one.
That's the one Same. You're looking forward to.
Yeah. Good thing we saw it.
You're right. Good job, Steve.
All right. Like is it Texas says it says it gives let me see if I can pull it up here.
Oh yeah, it does give some Joker vibes. He says it gives slightly some Joker vibes.
I don't think anything good is going. Oh, I already got that one, my bad. Oh dang, it hasn't pulled up yet. Oh, I'll put it up in a second. Give some Joker vibe. Yeah. Oh yeah. That what do you get? What do you say? What do you get when you get what you fucking deserve? Like you mean that scene?
No, when he was on the game show.
Yeah, when he shot Robert De Niro, yeah. He said you get what you fucking deserve.
Pow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There we go. Let me see if I got it right here. Yeah, it gives slightly some Joker vibes. Yeah, most definitely. All right. What is the next topic of the night? Okay. So we're gonna do our reviews. Is it time? Is it time for the reviews?
I don't know. I was wrong last time.
No, you were right this time. Then go for it. What you got?
We're gonna talk about Lisa Frankenstein.
All right. We saw.
You got in super like last or like they, yeah. they were able to get you in, and they were like, "But you can only go in the front."
Yeah.
That's what she said. All right.
I don't like that. I'm back.
But let me try to pull up the there we go. Here we go. Got it. There we go. So first thoughts on Barbie.
On We're Barbie. Having a Barbie wow. flashback now.
Right?
What did you guys think of Lisa Frankenstein? Who wants to go first?
I loved it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm not a horror comedy gal, but it was a good comedy movie in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like I said, comedy with horror undertones. Something about, I think we've talked about this before, that something about like a beautiful woman with like a gross and like decrepit guy who would do anything for her. I really enjoyed it. It was funny. It kept me entertained. It shocked the hell out of me some scenes. Wasn't ready for it. And I really liked that they didn't shy away from, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but there are some things that like newer movies, especially something that's kind of like childlike, like a childish movie, they try to stay away from, and they, you know, were pretty brave when some of the things they did in the movie. I don't want to say anything, but
you have to
watch it to see.
Before we get further into it, I'll just let you guys know. So this movie is about a misunderstood teenager and a reanimated Victorian corpse embark on a murderous journey together to find love, happiness, and a few missing body parts. And according to the Diablo, it is in the same universe. We were all trying to see if we can see any, even though this takes place like what, 15 plus years before Jennifer Body takes place, 20 years before
but
Jennifer
it,
Body.
It had the same vibe.
Yeah, you can tell, yeah.
I never saw Jennifer's Body.
What? Sorry, that was very judgmental of me. I'm sorry.
No, you were right.
Yeah,
no.
That's what? I was like,
like you ever notice how people react when you say you haven't seen their favorite movie?
I know.
Movie?
That's how
never seen The Godfather. What are you trying to say?
That's why I was not trying to say. I'm like, I haven't seen the movie.
And I always
you
say
like it.
I'm always
like it.
I'm pretty sure I would. I don't know. I skipped it somehow, but that's why I don't know what anybody's talking about.
Whenever somebody comes at me like that, I'm always like, you never seen my favorite movie. What are you trying to say? I'm like, well, based on your reaction, I guess I'm saying your mother's a whore. I'm like, it's always the same fucking reaction. What?
You never seen Forrest Gump?
Never seen Jennifer's Body. Wow.
No.
What do you have against Megan Fox?
I love her. I cosplayed her, actually. Like, I love Megan Fox.
Not enough?
Did you cosplay Jennifer's Body?
No.
I'm about to say, that would be
I don't know. How do you do that?
Oh, people do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
what?
I just walked right past them at the cons and didn't even know they were in cosplay.
I know. Because
you didn't see the fucking movie.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to watch it. Okay.
No, you got to. You got to.
Yeah, you really
Look,
do.
This you know what? Breaking news. And I have it recorded.
Uh-huh.
I watched Sleepaway Camp.
Shut up.
I watched it.
Shut up.
She got me to watch Sleepaway Camp.
I haven't watched it.
And you didn't tell me immediately?
I thought I did, but you didn't check your text messages since you never do.
Highly possible.
That's going to be my forever get out of trouble thing. It's like I texted.
I was dressing just like, well, except for the black that she had on. But every time.
Oh, Punky Brewster hit it.
I had the Punky Brewster shoes.
Yeah, okay. You did.
So there were so many outfits in that movie.
Who the fuck is Punky Brewster?
There were so many.
I think I've heard of her. Punky
Brewster? There were so many outfits in that movie that I kept wanting to, like, tell you, like, I used to have that top. I used to have that skirt. But I would stop myself because I'm like, this has nothing to do with what we're watching.
I would want to know.
But they did a really good job on the set on what they picked for it. And I really love that. I mean, as far as, like, the story,
it was a lot of fun. Based on, like, the Bride of Frankenstein, the Frankenstein element. Instead of Dr. Frankenstein creating the monster was named Frankenstein, the boy.
And they
reanimated him. Love and magic for some weird reason.
Yeah, we don't ask how the magic happens. We just let it happen.
Yeah.
Because and that's how like the movies were made back in the 80s and 90s. We just didn't ask. And
it had some weird science vibes to it.
Mm-hmm.
It
reminded me also of Encino Man with Brandon Fraser. Is somebody here?
Yeah, my stepdaughter.
Oh my God. I was about to go, like, guys, I didn't bring my whole ghost hunting tools with me. So
oh, you thought we had an intruder in the house?
I did. Yeah.
I thought it was a ghost.
Yeah, somebody was in the studio.
Yeah. I always go to ghosts first before intruders. You're like, intruder?
Like,
I'm like, no, it's a ghost.
Yeah. Because it can't be like my daughter is here. I can't have a family. Ghosts. Well,
you said nobody was here earlier.
I said nothing of the sort. I said Joy wasn't here.
Okay, never mind. Sorry, we forgot to ask.
Sorry.
We just thought it was back on topic.
Sorry.
Cat was it? Okay.
She heard that it was old school, campy. It was very campy.
Very campy.
I love the fact that the star for that Lisa herself, she played a very like introverted character, but the more I like the way she developed and grew and got more confident.
Yeah.
And
she's a great actress.
The poses that she did was funny. She was so, is meta the word or is campy the word? Her character got real kooky, I guess, for a lack of a better word.
Like, she kept getting kookier and kookier. Like, it just, like, it was mayhem.
And I love the way she evolved. It was like Weird Science, but with more sex. Like, the sex that they should have had in Weird Science, they have. I like that.
What did you say? The what?
The sex that they should. They have this hot ass. Being in this movie in the movie Weird Science, and the boys never get down with her.
Well, it's because they don't get their shot.
That should have been day one.
Day one.
But I love the fact that this movie wasn't afraid to let's get it on.
I'm gonna say that like I missed the sex part because I went to the bathroom. She filled me in.
Yeah.
She filled me in when I came back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that's why I was like, there was sex.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you missed it.
Yeah. I missed the best part.
It was huge.
Oh. You missed to tell me that part.
Were you there? Okay, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but
in front of my mouth.
It really was a back massager.
No. I ordered on Amazon. A year ago, I ordered on Amazon. What I thought was a back massager, and it was not a back massager. So I'm like, I don't need another. You know what? I already have one, so I need a back massager. So I went to return it.
You know what? You call.
I went to return it at Amazon.
She named it Hector.
There's a girl and a guy, and the guy goes, "Oh, does this not work for you?" And I was like, I thought it was a back massager.
I was like, I think it's great.
I said, I didn't use it.
The Ultra Vibe Pleasure 2000.
You know what gave it away? Well, it should have given, the shape.
You're not supposed to give those away. That's not sanitary.
When it came in.
When what came?
When it came in the box, it said, it said outside.
That's
what
she said. I donated all my old ones.
What?
I don't like that.
Wait, what?
She said she donates them to Goodwill.
No, to my friend.
Okay,
keep
I don't
going,
even.
Keep going.
I forgot. What
we're gonna saying. We're gonna unpack that later.
No,
y'all know who y'all are.
Okay, I'm getting hot here.
I got something for that.
More, I don't need to get more hot
this
than I am.
Definitely after dark.
Hold on. Somebody's getting some.
No, I was saying the box outside the box, it said love. And I was like, why would it say love? It's a back massager.
Yeah.
So then when I opened it, I put it to my back. It was literally just vibrating. Like, it wasn't doing anything for my back. So I put it back in the box and I took it. And that's when they were like, oh. That work out for you? I'm like, look,
YouTube community is cool. They're gonna keep this secret. We're all good. We're all.
Is there any
here.
Guys?
Are gonna make this into
not,
a reel
yeah,
and put it
guys,
on Instagram?
Do not
and share,
share
it.
That information.
Is there comments coming through?
No.
Just about.
Okay, good.
Just Ghost Smashers say it's.
When we were wondering who was what we were hearing downstairs.
Yeah.
Just own it, girl.
Just own
it. But no, the movie was great. I thought it was a lot of fun. The fact that it's connected in the same universe as Jennifer's body, I thought was really interesting. That's the two stars and the writer.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo, what's it? I forgot her name. Diablo Cody. But mm-hmm. yeah, I want to get into it real quick. The Rotten Tomato score. So guys, I recommend it. I say go see it. But here is the.
The real question is, oh, she's leaving. We should probably ask before.
Oh, go ahead.
Is this my phone?
The real question is.
Is it going to be a cult classic?
It might be one of those situations just like with Jennifer's Body.
Yeah,
how
right.
It was not appreciated until like, what, 10
later.
Years later?
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
But I think it might work better for this movie because of the fact that Jennifer's Body is being appreciated now. Maybe because it is in the same, according to the writer, it is in the same universe.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if there's another movie, if she does another movie, I would like to see these characters meet. Like if they bring back the character from Jennifer's Body, they bump into these, then it'll be won't be like a Frankenstein meets Dracula. Because she didn't play like a Dracula character. She played like, she was a possessed.
Jennifer's Body?
Jennifer's Body, she was reviews here. Johnny Oleskin, okay, the top critic from the New York Post says, a single joke skit that's too self-aware to be distinctively funny, freaky, or thrilling.
Oh, that was tough.
Damn, that was harsh.
Mm.
From the film verdict, Alonso Duralde says, the smarter, sharper, funnier versions of Lisa Frankenstein hovers tantalizingly over this movie without ever coming to fruition. Back to the morgue with it.
God.
Damn. Wow.
Anybody who loved it, somebody who gave it a fresh score. Let's talk about let's talk about this one here from Aisle Seats. Fresh, funny, and consistently surprising. Mike liked it. Let's see. I know it's a person who liked it.
But these are critic reviews, right?
No, these are the critic reviews. Les Hat Moorhead says, what really makes Lisa Frankenstein worthwhile is Catherine Newton. Her performance is a comedic tour de France. At least as good as her righteous turn in 2020's Freaky. I didn't watch Freaky.
I don't.
Layered and mannered and truly funny. I agree.
Yeah,
usually,
she's great.
People like to think that the critics and the audience are always on opposite ends. That's not true. There are 9 times out of 10 they are aligned. And then there's that one movie that the critics are one way and the audience is another. This is that situation.
Yeah.
The audience score is 75%. The critics is 50-50.
Yeah.
So I'm on the 50% of liking it side of it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it.
I well, like that.
If we haven't done this in a while, like if you
would. Good.
yeah, nice cover. Well, I don't have soap.
Oh. Then why? You wash your hands with just water. Got it.
He just
told
it
himself.
I just air dry. No,
so gross.
Anyway, I don't know if y'all mentioned this while I was using the bathroom, but we were talking about how they left it open for a second, like a number two,
There is an opening for a sequel if they ever wanted to.
A couple plot holes that they didn't follow, go back up on, and then just the ending itself kind of leaves it open.
One thing that I can criticize the movie on, the father. That's the same father from Stranger Things. That's the same actor. And he's being typecast. He's playing these 80s fathers.
Interesting.
He took the job.
He's playing almost the exact same character as Stranger Things. That was him.
Like an alternate universe.
Like you do this character perfectly on Stranger Things. Let's put you in this movie.
I didn't even realize that.
But then when Joy looked him up on IMDb, he's been in a lot of stuff. That was one thing that kind of took me out of the movie. Anything that you can criticize? What
did
you not
plot hole.
the plot holes. There's a lot of plot holes.
You're trying not to say because you don't want to give it away.
Yeah, we don't
want
to give away the ending, but that's the
one.
But I
honestly, I was expecting some things to be retouched on before the movie was over.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, but I'm actually kind of happy about that because it was an interesting aspect of the movie that I wanted to be touched on. So I'm kind of thinking that we're going to learn more about it in a second movie.
Hopefully.
I mean, if
there's a second one.
If there's a second
one. There's room for a second one, that's definitely for sure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
A Quiet Place trailer dropped, and I thought, I was like, I usually don't like it when movies go backwards,
mm-hmm.
but I think this is gonna be, this is good. If I remember correctly, one of the actors from A Quiet Place Part 2 is also seen in this trailer.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I was like, so if you haven't seen. I'll say this about this trailer. I'm thinking that I usually tell people watch these movies in the order that they came out. And watch mm-hmm. A Quiet Place 1, watch A Quiet Place 2, and then probably watch it. But the way this story, this universe is set up, I would probably tell, depending on if this is a good movie, I would probably say I would probably have to watch Day 1 first, then A Quiet Place 1.
I would agree
one,
with that.
Because yeah. I want to see how this all started. That was crazy.
That's why I think it's very important that they actually did go back to this, because it's like we have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
But wait, so in Quiet Place 2, didn't it start at a baseball game and everybody was just living a normal life?
Yeah, there was a flashback
of
how it kind of started.
Okay.
Because these aliens, they land. Somebody was talking about this is not realistic, really, though, in the trailer. It shows that they just like being shot in like meteorites, mm-hmm. like meteors and stuff. They would burn up and reentry. Like, you don't, like, like, dude, you're overthinking about it. You don't know what these things are. They could have been in like some little pods, mm-hmm. and then they break out when they hit.
He's probably really fun at a party.
Yeah, trying to break down the science. Those monsters would have burnt up in reentry. Like, you don't know. These things could have been engineered. Guitar.
Yes. Oh my God.
From Stranger Things.
Josh. No. What's his name?
Oh my God.
Yeah, the cat. That cat's gonna die.
Obviously, the baby made it through. Wait,
yeah,
baby made it.
But
through.
That was like that was the thing that they tried to do. Guess that they did so perfectly from part one to part two, because they had a baby. There was a deaf girl and stuff. So they had to introduce another.
We gotta pull on our heartstrings.
To pull on our heartstrings. Yeah. Exactly.
Pulling on my heartstrings with the kitty.
There's no way in the world that's the only thing that takes me out of the movie. You can't keep the baby quiet. I understand that they gas the baby, which can't be healthy.
I mean, they put it in a box, and then how did they know that like the gas was going to run out and the baby was going to be in the box?
You're going to run out of that gas eventually. You got enough sleeping gas.
How long did they have? I had questions.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be on. Okay, now this is going to be kind of dark.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
He's all for it.
Tyler's excited. All right, let me get dark. I'm going to be honest with you. Because what was that movie? The Fog? You ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Remember the end when they thought that they had no way out? They thought it was hopeless. So he Mercy killed his whole family.
Including his son.
So because he didn't want them to be killed by the monsters.
Right.
So he killed them himself. And then it turned out it wasn't the monsters. It was the military. And he was like,
and the rescue was there.
Yeah, rescue was there. It was like, I killed my family for no reason.
And if he waited like 20 more seconds.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
But that's what you got to do in that situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. I would have a newborn baby. I don't want to see him getting torn up especially after part one, A Quiet Place Part 1, after what happened to the little boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I would give birth. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes. I seen the movies.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. My bad. But what were you saying? I'm sorry. I interrupted.
No, but she's saying that birth is going to be loud, but really a baby is going to be consistently loud.
Yeah, I just
forever.
She kept herself as quiet as she could while she was giving birth. But yeah, you're right. You can't stop the baby.
You can't stop the baby
from crying.
And that was a good baby, though, for a while.
Yeah. I mean, they had to have...
Unrealistic.
I personally wouldn't have put myself in that situation, but...
She said cold anger. Oh, my God. I thought I was dark. She's like,
I'm getting canceled for sure.
Like, nope.
canceled.
I mean, but it's for the sake of the whole family.
No, right. You're not.
It was
survival.
Yeah.
They're putting the whole, okay.
Yeah, you're putting the whole family at risk.
They still did at the end. It was
John Krasinski, like, I can't believe you did this. Like, motherfucker, you did this, technically. Like, you were the one that
he
got
said
the
that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't that part.
As he was getting defensive. She was like,
he got what he had coming then.
He's like, you know, I can't help it. That's what he would have said.
Oh, God.
Pull out, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know my pullout game.
An apocalyptic world. You should pull out.
Yeah, my pullout. Yeah, she's like, you know my pullout game ain't strong. Blame her. Gaslight his wife and shit. Like, it's all her fault.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, having that baby there, no, that's I couldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But seeing the Peter the one, that's why I think that cat's gonna die.
But that's what everybody like.
But that's always what they do. So like cute. Independence Day, the dog that jumped out of the way from the fire and all that. They always these pets.
But it's gonna be
live.
A super cat. I already know.
Yeah. Watch.
He's gonna have
watch.
More
it's gonna
than
be
nine
a situation
lives.
Where the cat is mm-hmm. and what's all gonna take place. So I'm looking forward to it. A Quiet yeah. Place. It,
when does that come out? In June? I think I read in June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Summer hit. The Peter Nwango and a future dead cat.
It's like what's his name?
Bait.
Oh, Bait. Look at him. He's so cute.
Fallout.
He's
going to
die
Fallout
after 20 lives, though. He's going to have a pretty good life.
Yeah.
His name is Target Practice. That's what it is.
It's
yeah.
a cat.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can always find another one if there's any of them out there. I mean, they're noisy. I mean,
they're not noisy, but they're fast.
Yeah, they're fast. So maybe. I'm just saying. My cats, even me holding them, would have ran, took off. There's no way.
So then he's going to be good
so
for
he's
a while.
So he's old. Maybe he's like, maybe he's got like a bad leg.
Who's old?
The cat. Maybe the cat is like.
Your cat? Oh, this cat.
Yeah, that cat. Maybe that cat's like got a bad leg and just, you know.
No.
If I was the Peter Nwango, I'd be like, no, take the cat. Like, I just throw it at the monster. That's what I do.
We'll see what happens. Huh? I can't wait.
Either.
But it's like June.
Tyler's not like whelmed. He's not overwhelmed.
She's like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Nah, repeating the one. All right, let us know what you guys think. All right, that's our time, guys. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Talking Through the Medias.
After Dark.
Another episode of Talking.
Yeah,
that was good.
Just, everybody just chimes in on it. That was actually
expensive.
Okay, all right.
I don't know why that was so important.
Black people in the room,
we
like,
push you
nah.
on, Chris, actually.
I feel like, what did I say earlier? I feel a hate crime coming on. All right, guys, that's the show. Appreciate you guys. Let us know your thoughts of all the topics that we talked about. Share them on the box below. Comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And until next time, guys, let me just thank our panel here. Issa, if people want to find you online, where can they do so? I forgot to fix your lower third, so I'm sorry about that.
You can find me. Oh, hold on. Sorry. You can find me on TikTok at Issa.parabeauty.
Issa.parabeauty. All right. And Tyler, the destroyer, Kasi, where can they find you online?
At Tyler or Die.
And guys, if you want to reach out to me, you can do that here on T3 Media Studios or at Chris W. Fagan on all socials. That's where you can find me. Appreciate you guys for helping us out and keeping it dark. Keeping it, you know, kind of got dark tonight. Yeah, we sacrificed pets. We sacrificed, you know, babies. We did not. We don't play that myth. We don't mess with myth. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, we went through a whole roller coaster tonight. Let us know your thoughts on all those things. And until next time, guys, let's keep talking. Peace.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studios, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah.